and information is here. News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for joining us. It is the time of day where we talk a little bit about one of our most important assets, which is our home. And joining me this morning is our sponsor, Taylor Homes, and we're going to be talking with the president, Chris Taylor, and also with his friend, Tony Hutton, who is with Ideal Electric. And we were still waiting to get Tony on the phone. So we're going to talk first with Chris, because I haven't talked to him in a while. Anyway, we need to catch up. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic, Kristen. How are you doing?
I'm good. How was vacation for you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Had a great getaway with the family. Got plenty of sun, and I'm relaxed and ready to get back at it.
Isn't that, it's just, you know what, that little break and what that does for you as an individual and for your family just gives you a total burst to get back into the game after you get done. So it's exciting, yeah. And where'd you guys go?
We went to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah, I was just there in the spring. So, yeah there's, did you ride that huge Ferris wheel?
Yes, we didn't do it this year, but we did it last year. So, okay. Yeah, we did a lot of the attractions. There's all kinds of things to do down there.
There certainly is. So let's talk a little bit about Taylor Homes, and because we haven't chatted for a while. I got the pleasure of getting to know your VP of Sales. And so Christine was on with us. One of the things that I noticed on your all's website is that you guys have a little promo thing saying that you're not going to be underbid. So.
Right.
So I want to put in a little plug for that as people are thinking about looking into home building, and we've got the Homerama going on here in the community, so I think a lot of people start thinking about, ooh, wouldn't it be nice to have a brand new home, and they're maybe out there shopping around. So I thought it'd be fun to just talk about, Taylor Homes and some of the things that they can look for that are unique to you guys.
Sure, absolutely. And, in regards to the we will not be undersold portion of what we market ourselves as is that, we take pride in our pricing abilities and our ability for purchasing and things of that nature, and we pass that savings over to our customers. And as I like to say, comparing apples to apples and even brick to brick,
right.
We will not be undersold. So we encourage our customers to shop around, but at the end of the day, we ask them to come back because we can meet or beat any competitor's price out there.
Well, I did get the pleasure of talking with your folks at the General Slade.
General Shell.
Shell, yeah, General Shell, sorry. Last week, and I was really impressed with all of the cool things that you can do with brick and stone. It is very different than what you used to think of as your old brick.
Right.
Now, if you like the old brick look, though, like some of the Victorian homes, they can even make it look that way, which is kind of cool, too. So, it is important. One of the things that I think is so cool about what you guys do, just because I've gotten to know you all and visited with you guys, is I'm amazed at what people's pricing looks like, what their appraisals are after they've built their home.
Right.
When they
and
do their final financing.
With our customers and our homes that we build for them is that, the appraisals come in nicely, and as far as what we can do for our customers, it's just endless. I mean, if they can dream it, we can do it.
That's what makes that kind of fun. Hey, what any new trends that you're seeing that people are really asking for? Anything fun that you're seeing, especially now? It seems like the market really has been picking up. I know it's been pretty steady for you guys, but it seems like there's a kind of a change in the atmosphere that more and more people are feeling a little more comfortable and are going out there and saying it's time to stop renting and throwing my money down the drain and I need to purchase a home.
Right. Yeah, the interest rates are unbelievably low right now, and there's been a lot of people sitting on the fence for so long, and they just, want to take advantage of it, and they've been a little bit stir-crazy, so to speak, so they're finally coming off the fence because they just know that the time is right with the interest rates, but not just because the interest rates and the money's as far as the rates go, but they just need to get into something. They
right.
need to get out of mom and dad's basement or out of that apartment or that house that they're renting
right, exactly.
and get into that new home and take advantage of the opportunities that are out there right now.
Yeah, it is amazing what some of the interest rates are in the, high threes, low fours, that sort
right.
of thing.
Right.
Yeah, so it is the numbers are really strong, and it's interesting also. I think we talked about this offline, but what some folks are paying for rent, the rental market has, really skyrocketed. So when you start looking at pricing where you're spending over $1,000 a month on rent income that you're having to put out there, rent expense, that's really a really good time to start looking at the alternative of, making that first home purchase.
Absolutely. With the interest rates as low as they are and with our pricing structure and our costs that we pass along I mean, it makes it a real quick no-brainer for our customers to really heavily consider a new Taylor home versus rent. Because we can get them into a new home, in most cases, much less than what they're paying rent for.
Well, I was going to ask you about one of your clients that had put together, I think that the client owned the property, which is a really good example, owned some property. I think maybe even already had the utilities on it, and you've put together a house for them that was, I think, a little under $100,000.
Right.
So, and I don't know if they've already moved in, but I was amazed by that. And I guess from my real estate days, I just thought, wow, that's really affordable when you think about what the rent payment, I mean, the mortgage payment on that's going to be a month. I'm sure it was probably in the $600 or $700 with taxes and insurance or something.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And they're going to get into that new home, and it's going to be exactly as they want it, where they want it, the color they want it, you know, and all the benefits of a new home, no maintenance and things of that nature. But, I mean, you know, for a house, you know, priced at that range or even ones up above, you know, $500,000, we can, you know, cater to any customer's needs.
Yeah, and the other piece of this that has been really interesting for me to learn about, because I haven't had the pleasure of building a home yet in my life, but is all of the energy smart stuff that you can do now with your home. And I'm amazed at some of the utility bills and how low you can get them down. And it's not because you have the fanciest, you know, the geothermal heating or the waterless water heater, which are all great, you know, or the solar paneling, I mean, which are all great things to consider. But it's really just the air tightness of the house and what you guys do from the very beginning, all the way through the process, that makes sure that you're beating the average.
Right, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's one of the benefits, again, of a new home, is the, you know, savings of those utilities to our customers. Again, just to, you know, as we talked about before, but on this particular segment, I mean, a new home, one of our new homes, the energy consumption is 15% less than any other new standard home without Energy Smart, but it's 45% less, 45% more efficient than existing homes that are out there. So it's a true savings to our customers.
Yes.
Monthly expenditures.
Which I can appreciate after having a historical home. As I told your friend Holly Todd, who was
right.
With Think Green Midwest, that I loved visiting with. Okay, we are going to, I think we have our other friend on. The president of Ideal Electric is with us this morning, and he also works with Chris. And we're going to talk a little bit about the electrical piece of this as well. And Tony is joining us. Tony Hutton is with us, who's president. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
I'm good. You know, one of the things that I think always is the scariest part about a home that always intimidates folks is the electrical piece of this. They're always afraid that something's going to happen, or they don't want to deal with the electrical part of it. That's always always a concern for people. So you guys work together all the time, and you're doing a lot of new homes and doing the electrical piece of that, I'm assuming, with Chris, correct?
Yes, we've worked with Chris and his family for 11, almost 12 years now.
That's nice to have that kind of strong relationship where you can really rely on one another, and that gives a lot of comfort to your clients, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many situations that we're not familiar with or that we haven't run into together, and, you know, just in the time we've been working together, the, you know, the quality of the homes have always been, you know, been strong, but just on the electrical side of it, you know, the homes are safer now than they've ever been, which all provides a great value to the customer.
Tell it, you know, there's a lot of history with electrical stuff where, I mean, when I used to do real estate, there were a lot of things like the, a lot of the wiring that in the 70s that people were concerned about. And of course, even in historical homes, you have the old tube and knob, which we replaced a lot of in our house. But the safety factors that go into a home now with the electrical piece of it, what are some of the things that as people are listening to this program and they're thinking about purchasing a home, what are some of the things that they should be looking for when they're interviewing a builder and the electrician?
You know, on my end of it, I just, you know, what's their track record? How long have they been in the area? You know, are they, you know, structured? Are they part of the community? You know, try to stay away from your, you know, your popped up today and gone tomorrow builders.
Yes.
Ones with long history. But, you know, check out the subs, you know, your Better Business Bureau, you know, places like that, and make sure the subs are given good quality warranties where they're really going to show up when there's trouble. And, you know, like Taylor in particular, they have, you know, they have a gentleman that does nothing but warranty. You know, so that tells you right there that, long down the line, the big picture, there's going to be somebody there to take care of you. They've been in the area over 50 years, so they're going to be here for some time to come. But as far as electrical stuff, just take a look and make sure you got good quality workmanship. Check for your local county and city inspection seals and stuff of that sort.
Is that supposed to be the seals that are on the electrical boxes when they're inspected? And Chris or Tony, either one of you can answer this, but is that something that should be prevalent that people, when they do that final home inspection, should be able to see? Is that right on the box?
Yes. Like the electrical inspection, normally in most counties, your building inspector will stick his sticker on the electrical panel box as well. So they're right there in plain vision, and removing them takes some work, if you know what I mean. But
right.
They're not made to come off.
Right, so. They're made to be there so that people know that it's got that seal on it.
Yes, and
yeah.
They usually, especially ours, it will give the inspector's name, the date it was, inspected, and it will also give your electrical inspector or your electrical contractor's license numbers as well on there. Maybe not their personal, but their company one.
Okay.
And, with a little bit of digging, if you're pretty computer savvy, you can go through, especially Jefferson County, and, find out information on that electrician if you need to kind of tell you, a little bit about them.
Yeah, if you ever had any issues, or if you wanted them to come back, if you were doing something else on the house, you might want to use the exact same folks again.
Yeah, they know the house the best, normally.
Right. Chris and Tony, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, I do want to mention, Chris, we haven't talked about warranties before, so let's cover that a little bit so people know what to expect on that as well. We'll be right back with more Real Life.
It's Real Life with Kristen. Send Kristen an email, kristen@newstalk1570.com. Real Life with Kristen Riddick. We'll be right back after this on News Talk 1570 WNDA.
Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for being with us this morning. We are talking about taking care of our home. And also, if you're interested in building a home, some of the things that you need to be looking for. Joining me on the phone this morning is the president of Taylor Homes, Chris Taylor. And also joining me is president of Ideal Electric, Tony Hutton, is with us. And we're talking electrical issues, which is always a bit intimidating for folks. So we want to make sure that it's safe and secure for our family. And a couple of things that we mentioned, if you didn't, you're just now joining us, is making sure that those inspection stickers are on there. I'm assuming, Chris, that throughout the process that the home is being inspected before the drywall even is put up for all of the electrical issues that need to be taken care of.
That's absolutely correct. In all the counties and six states we build in, we have thorough inspections, not just our own quality control inspections that we do, but also with the local state and county code requirements as well.
Yeah, so there's a third party there that's going through and looking at all that. And, and that's really important because here's the thing. If you, from a resale perspective, if things aren't done right, if the right outlets aren't in any place that's near the water, near your kitchen or near your bathroom, if the right inspections aren't on your box when you complete it, turning around and reselling that property, 5 years down the road or whatever, when you want to move into a bigger house or you've gotten a promotion or you're moving to another place, becomes a huge difficulty.
Absolutely. It becomes a huge stumbling block. So
yes.
They have to, back up and rewind, and sometimes it's difficult to go back after the fact to try to get those inspections. So we certainly get our inspections throughout the course of construction.
Well, and I say that, and people are like, oh, well, that's obvious. Everybody does it. But I actually have had a couple of cases where I worked with clients, and they did not have those inspection stickers. And going back and figuring it out, just like Tony was mentioning, knowing who the electrician is, having their license number for the company, and having that information is really important because, if you have to go back and find it years back, and I had a case like that a while back. This was something that happened a few years ago when I was doing work, but it had been, it was in from the 90s and the company didn't exist, which is another reason why it's so important to find people that are, like you both had mentioned, that are people that have been in the business for a long time that, you can rely on, that they're going to be there for a while.
Right, exactly.
And Tony, I want to mention really quick for those who are listening, if you all do a lot of existing work as well, I'm assuming, or new additions and working with folks as well.
Yes, we do. We'll do whatever a customer needs electrical-wise. We primarily focus on new homes.
Okay.
I learned a long time ago that's what we're the best at. And rather than changing hats every day, assuming that, you know, a company that's good at servicing a customer and a company that's good at wiring a factory are traditionally two different companies. So we primarily like to focus on new homes. We do, you know, anything a customer needs as time permits, and we'll do anything we can to help the customer.
Well, and I do want to mention for folks how to get a hold of Ideal Electric. You can call them at 812-285-0910, or you can reach them at idealelectric11@aol.com, and I'll put that stuff out on my website as well. I want to ask you, Chris, a little bit about the concept of warranties. We haven't talked about that,
sure.
But that's something that came up today. What should people expect when they're building a home in terms of warranties for the house?
Well, that's a great question. Our warranties on our homes are very solid, and we really, you know, have a good sub base like with Tony and all those long-term relationships. We got to have that understanding with the warranties from them to our customers and vice versa. But, you know, if I can elaborate on this for a second, if I can, Christian.
Sure.
You know, for almost, well over 13,000 construction agreements we've done with our customers over the years, we offered a one-year warranty. And that was like a bumper-to-bumper warranty, so to speak. But recently, in the last, you know, I started actually in 2012, we upped our warranties from a one-year warranty to a three-year warranty. And the reasoning behind that is that we just found out over the years that our homes have less and less and less warranty. Now, there's always going to be force squeaks and house settlements and doorknobs that get loose and things of that nature. But our homes that we construct today come with a three-year warranty, and to elaborate on a few other things, they also come with a 10-year structural warranty. But the three-year warranty is manned and followed up with our production people, as well as our dedicated warranty department. Our homes come with a 10-year foundation warranty. If you have a basement, we're renting the basement for you, it comes with a 15-year waterproofing on all basements,
okay.
Which is great for good things of mine. Our roofs, we install Owens Corning lifetime dimensional shingles. Our vinyl siding, for example, has a lifetime warranty on it as well for any, you know, vinyl siding that goes into soffits and cable ends and things of that nature.
Yeah, and so for somebody listening to this, as you guys are working with, you have faith in Ideal Electric and in Tony and his team, but as a client, you're not having to deal with all of those people individually. You're going to pull all that together and make sure that you have the warranties for folks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
When our homes are closed out, our customers get a lot of different information before, during, and after the sale, so to speak. And one of the things they get, at the beginning is the customer information booklet, and at the end they get their warranty booklet. And inside that warranty booklet is a lot of things that, you know, pertains to new home ownership, service providers such as the people who did the mechanicals, in this case Tony, who would do the wiring and HVAC and plumbing contractors and things of that nature. But inside that booklet is a very detailed list of how they process their warranty, so we can track it. We're very structured. It makes it very, very easy for our customers, which is what the bottom line is. We want that flow of the warranty process to be as smooth as the construction process was.
All right. As always, I appreciate you guys being on today. Chris is with Taylor Homes. He's president. You can reach them by going to Taylor Homes. You can also call him if you want to talk to him by calling 582-1800. I encourage you to go out, be friends with him on Facebook, and go out and get a quote if you're interested. You can also reach Ideal Electric at 812-285-0910. Thanks, guys, for being with me this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Christian. You too.